We owe our lives to you, former Hamas hostages thank Trump, ask him to help save remaining captives. By Simon Kent on April 9, 2025. Former Hamas terrorist hostages Yair Horn alongside Keith and Aviva Siegel were invited to tell their stories Tuesday night at a Republican National Committee event in front of 3,000 guests. Their moment came after President Donald Trump ushered them on stage to share their tales of survival in Gaza. Hamas is just a disaster, their level of hatred, Trump said. These people, the ex-captives, what they had to go through is just horrible, he added, acknowledging the group of hostages released from Hamas captivity who he recently hosted in the Oval Office, as Breitbart News reported. They went through unimaginable suffering, Trump said as he introduced them. Come on up. After greeting the trio, Trump gestured them to the podium. I am here and I am alive. President Trump, you saved my life. You saved the life of 33 hostages because of your efforts, Israeli-American hostage Keith Siegel said. He continued, you saved the lives of 33 hostages, referring to those freed during the first stage of the ceasefire and hostage deal that lapsed last month. You set the hostage crisis at the highest priority. You got 33 of us home alive. We all owe our lives to you. After the hostages spoke, Trump said, this is a terrible thing that's going on with Hamas. The hatred is so incredible. It's unbelievable. And the way they were made to live was not even understandable, I think, by anybody in this audience. And you have great people in this audience that love you, and they're going to fight for you. And I just want to thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll not rest until your loved ones have been returned home, and hopefully we can do it the right way. We want to get those 24 out really fast, and we're working on it very hard, he stated. As Joel Polak of Breitbart News previously reported, Trump's messages of support have been well received by many Jewish leaders, who had grown frustrated under President Joe Biden, whose equivocations left Hamas to conclude that it had the upper hand and could use hostages to gain leverage. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.